What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 5th of December. The Good, The Bad and The Stupid being the good news, the bad news and the stupid news. And the pathetic news as well. But I can't have a title that long. I could keep going on with ridiculous news, dumb news, idiotic news. How about let's start with Donald Trump? He will fit a few of those bills. He went home, didn't he, yesterday? He flew home because he got pissed off because he overheard the group of other leaders taking the piss out of him, basically. We spoke about it yesterday, but and when he did one, they were overheard talking on the microphone, and that's what he got pissed off about, because he heard what they were saying. But then he had his own microphone slip, because people then was overhearing what he said when he was on his way to do one, because he called Justin Trudeau a two-faced, called him two-faced, didn't he? And then afterwards he was like leaving and talking to one of his aides, and he said, oh, you know what they're going to say? He didn't do a press conference. He says, oh, that was funny when I called that guy two-faced. So he's like getting off on his own dig or his own joke at the other person. But now that one's come out, and Hot Mike, he didn't say nothing too bad. He could have said something a lot worse about him, to be fair. So he didn't actually start slagging him off. He could have gone, that fucking arsehole from fucking Canada, don't like that prick at all. But he didn't say anything so bad, so maybe he was on guard after. But he wasn't that on guard, because we overheard. So it goes both ways, doesn't it? You can't get away with anything. It would just be horrible to be that scrutinised by the public or the press, or, you know, you can't get away with a fucking single thing, you know. Even if you say something, it's twisted to mean something different, and then you have to come out and try and explain yourself. It's like, it's a full-time, like, fucking head fuck. It really is. I mean, good job I only do this little mini and podcast and some stand-up comedy and whatever else, but again, even in that, people take the piss or take things the wrong way, especially in this culture of snowflakes and whatever else. God, I'm not a snowflake's favourite comedian, let's put it that way. No, I say jokes that some people would get offended by, but some people find hilarious. So I'm trying to aim at those, I'm trying to be in them camp and keep all them people away from me. Anyway, I've got a frog in my throat today, so hopefully you can hear me with my additional little gruff grind on my vocal cords. It's been a long day, but Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby did their second interview. Have they had anybody else on? They did the Boris Johnson one. I was waiting to see how they performed against Boris Johnson after they did Jeremy Corbyn the other day, and they tried to marry it up. They must have heard some of the criticism of what they, because they were fucking trying to do an Andrew, a shit version of Andrew Neil. I honestly don't understand why they ask any political questions at all. They should just be asking him, you know, oh, what are you doing for Christmas, and, like, you know, what's your Christmas dinner like, and, you know, are you having family over? That's the kind of question they should be asking on this morning. They're not political analysts. They should be fucking trying to get to know the person's personal, the ins and outs of them, you know, the personal side of it. Everybody's already, all the other programmes are all asking, all the political people are asking all the political questions. So Philip Schofield's asking him a load of questions, like he's the cat that's got the cream when he catches him out on a couple of things. But he wasn't bashing him, he wasn't even trying, but you know, he was almost like fucking, you know, please, what did he say in the last one? Can you get us out of Europe? Please, do you promise? You know, it's like, and he's going, yes, Philip, I will. And he's going, well, you've made a few promises here. The public are going to be, you know, they're going to be holding you to that. After that, our public are going to feeling like he's prized some, like, new gold bits of political nuggets out of the Prime Minister. But these questions have already been asked a million times by other presenters, you know. You're just fucking throwing shit up the same fucking wall, and you ain't doing it very well. In fact, you're missing. It's coming back and hitting you straight in the fucking face. So anyhow, he got him to apologise about the burqa thing again. I bet he was thinking, yes, I've got Jeremy Corbyn to apologise about the Jewish situation, anti-Semitism, and I've got the Prime Minister to apologise about the burqa comments that he made. That's where he thinks he's got he's got his brownie badges, but you know, again, he asked loads of fucking stupid questions again, and wasn't really digging him out. So I think he's a Tory supporter, I think, but doesn't matter. Everybody's each to their own. But Boris Johnson was just literally warbling on again, wasn't he? He answers a question. I think he had 14 minutes. He could have answered one question for 14 minutes and still not give an answer that was asked to what was asked. So I think at least they butted in and fucking got him to answer a few more questions. But then Andrew Neil, a proper political interrogator, even if he is a fucking arsehole, he can be. I would think he was an arsehole if he interviewed me. He's not easy to get on with, I imagine. But Boris Johnson's avoiding that one still, just for the record. But he's had Jo Swinson on there, the Liberal Democrat leader. I didn't have time to watch it, so I can't comment on how it went. But it did say on here that she was sorry that she was made to apologise for her coalition of welfare cuts with the Tories, but also with her, she voted five times for the bedroom tax, and she apologised for voting five times for the bedroom tax. So you can't apologise. You're only apologising because now you're the leader, so you kind of have to go against it because you know it's a fucking killer, absolute shitter of a policy. But you voted five times for it, so you're well fucking up for it. It was, well, you know, that was your, you loved it because, but that was the shittiest of, you know, that was like people having to pay tax on a empty room in their house because they had an empty room in the house when there's fucking millions of properties empty for rich foreign investors or whatever else. But people are having to fucking either pay tax or put a lodger in their spare room in their house. It was a fucking horrible tax. It was up there with the poll tax and that, what it was, so. She's not going to redeem herself by saying, I apologise after five times of voting for it. we know where your mind really is at. And was it Boris Johnson also said, which Philip failed to question him on about, said that poor working mothers breed muggers. That's charming, isn't it? Once upon a time, I think he said that, but he said it all the same. So, you know, again, it's something you said. You say it with meaning, don't you? Many a true word said. He hasn't even said it in jest, but he said, you know, when you look back at the article, it wasn't quite what I meant. But how can you mean anything other than that poor working mothers breed muggers? Poor working mothers breed muggers. It's because they're fucking. You're saying it, Lord, because they're struggling or whatever else. Their kids go on to be, you know, something that's not fucking good for society. Well, it's down to your policies and shit like that that cause these situations anyway, isn't it? The crime and all that. Anyway, where am I going? I ain't a political analyst. Let's talk about Elon Musk. Elon Musk, pedo guy, the pedo guy case. What's he saying? He said he told the trial that he called him pedo guy because it was commonly used in his native South Africa to mean creepy old guy. Well, somebody better go and double check that. Let's just send Philip Schofield over to his Mr. Investigator. He feel like he might be up for the job now, trying to catch people out. We need to. Somebody needs to go and check in South Africa whether that's true or not. And someone will go, they'll be all like that. Nah, nobody calls anybody pedo guy over here. Not unless they're a paedophile. And he said, and he cited that the guy responded to him when he called it him. He said he can, or when he, because he was talking about, the whole thing came about him wanting to build a submarine to help go and fetch the, rescue the Thai boys in the cave. And, the guy said that he can stick his submarine where it hurts. And he's saying, well, clearly that was an insult rather than a threat to sodomise me with a submarine. So he's throwing it back, saying, you know, I was trying to insult him with a creepy old guy, not a paedophile thing. And I've, in the same tense that he wasn't suggesting that he sticks a submarine up my ass. And then also he's saying, I think it would have been worse. It's like, no, yeah, it's like if I called someone a motherfucker, I'm not suggesting that they committed incest. So they're trying every like sort of available angle to get out of the fact that you called somebody a paedophile. I mean, he called it. What else did he say? He said, I bet you a signed dollar bill that it's 100% true that he's a pedo. So, anyway, you can try every excuse going. You're going to have to pay up. Just pay up, for fuck's sake. I don't know why he didn't just. I suppose he wants to prove his innocence, but, you know. You're an innocent, basically. Jeremy Corbyn has said that he will give up the Prime Minister's country residence if he wins next Thursday. That's going to bend every Conservative's nose right out of joint, and even the Queen's and everybody. That big old stately mansion, Chequers. Where is it? It's in the country anyway. It's where they go for holidays and, you know, it's like a gift, or where they have private meetings and whatever else. He's going to open it up and give it to a homeless family. How is that going to fuck with all the rich and the fame, all the rich and establishments? It'd be like, how dare you give that such a preserved and historic building and go and fucking let a bunch of street dwellers go and live in there? You know what I mean? So it'd be quite funny if he does get in, that if he does back that up and can put a family that's homeless. It might not even be homeless people, it'd be homeless as in like somebody who's on the waiting list for a house, a family or something. But I think John McDonald said he's going to do that for number 11 as well. What's he called on Downing Street? Imagine that. If they have a homeless family moving into Downing Street, that'd be funny as fuck as well. It'd be like, this is like Trading Places, isn't it? Rags to riches, all that kind of stuff. It's good. I mean, it'd be funny to see. So just a few twists and turns to come along the road. It's all exciting. This has got to be a joke. Gemma Collins off, was she out of? Oh, The Only Way Is Essex, is it? Gemma Collins, so this is the Tories version of that. Gemma Collins is set to be hired by the government to promote Brexit. So they think she's up to the task of coming on board and appealing to Brexit voters or whatever else. So, fuck you now. I think that could be a harpoon in your political campaign, if anything. She comes on and starts doing her fucking fart tricks like she did on Big Brother and all that kind of stuff. Parliament got in touch a couple of weeks ago and wanted me to speak to them regarding my take on Brexit. Fucking hell. They want my views on Brexit because obviously the public listen to me. Well, I can tell you right here and now, this is one member of the public that doesn't listen to you and doesn't listen to your arse as well when you're fucking dropping them on Big Brother. You know why? Because I don't watch Big Brother, luckily. But I've heard about that situation. Unfortunately, it's very hard to escape the shit people pass around on Facebook, isn't it? That's how I know these kind of things. Anyway, she's now becoming like, for the Tories, what Katie Hopkins is for the Brexit Party, probably. Although Katie Hopkins, I think, is Tory as well, isn't it? Maybe them two can get together and be like, go knocking on doors and whatever else. Lucky now. That'd be funny. Imagine them two coming knocking at your door. They'll probably have like milkshake. People will have like lines up of milkshakes all along the fucking breakfast bar. Some people will be into it. Some people will be loving it. You know, some people are fans of theirs, aren't they? I'm sure Katie Hopkins just gone bust, hasn't she, from when she calling slandering people, a bit like Elon Musk. She slandered some chef. I don't know what she said about her now. I can't remember, but I know that the woman took her to court and asked her to apologise. She didn't apologise and then ended up with about a 300 grand court bill. So fucking, that was brave of the chef to do that, take them, and because he might have gone the other way, but you know, she ended up with this massive court bill and had to sell her house to pay the fucking court bill. So there you go. Just rather than apologise, you know, sometimes you got to, like, that's biting your nose off to spite your face, which, to be honest, I do all the time. So I'm the king of that. But still, I'm trying to be a bit smarter and, like, reining myself in at the time where I could, like, save myself money or time and effort by just swallowing your pride a little bit. But anyway, she's fucking took the biscuit with that one. She got well and truly fucked over, put it that way. There you go. You got to watch what you say in public, otherwise, she's like some kind of antagonizer, isn't she? She antagonizes people, so on purpose, for money and for notoriety. So you're going to have that coming back at you left, right and centre. So next time, she'll be in that situation again. Here's David Beckham's been caught on the phone in his car with the engine running in a dangerous place. You know how I know that? Because the Sun newspaper. Because the Sun newspaper are trying to fuck him over as well. Because they're literally, it's like doing a grass, you know what I mean? Like Philip Schofield, the little... you know, the prefab kid at school who's fucking telling tales on everybody else and trying to fucking wind up and, you know, sort of get his way and get some brownie points on you. Now the Sun are trying to do it on David Beckham because they've grassed him up because he's just passed his driving, got his driving license back, and now they're putting him in a position where he might lose it again because he's going to get points and everything if the police do anything about that. So they've circled the phone and everything. They took a photo of him in the car, circled the phone and gone, look where his car was parked, it's all dangerous and everything. They go, there you are, Mr. Policeman. So they're the grassing newspaper, aren't they? They are, they're fucking worst of the worst, aren't they, the Sun? They just make people's lives hell by getting a headline. Some of the headlines are, you know, but they literally get the worst kind of, you know, the way they get it as well. So they ain't no fan. The next day they'll be saying, oh, David Beckham's the fucking best in the world. He's our mate. But really, we fucked him over then, didn't we? He's got no license because of us. So there you go. I can't do another one on Gemma Collins. Sorry. Sorry, Gemma. What was it she's talking about? Oh, I'm going to do it anyway. She revealed her trick for losing weight over Christmas, stashing the fattening stuff away in her car. Well, it is a clue for you. Don't buy any in the first place. Why buy it all and then shove it in the car? That's because you know you can go out and get some when you fucking nobody's looking. So don't do that. You're fooling us with that one. Your car's probably full of fucking a boot full of like all the Christmas puddings and all that kind of stuff. And when somebody's gone to bed, you're out there fucking, you know, crowbarring it open if somebody's hid the keys. Otherwise, you wouldn't have bought it in the first place. Where are we going? How long have we got left? Summer. Paul Hollywood, the bloke that I want to talk about, as usual. His ex said she's ready to move on, and she said that, and she's looking for a new sugar daddy apparently, and she's made it clear that that nobody should be asking anybody to sign no non-disclosure agreements, having a dig at her ex, but also putting it out there for the future guy. Don't come at me with no non-disclosure agreements. That's because she knows she's fucking. She ain't stupid. She's going for money. She's after, like, somebody to come and fucking fall head over heels and then, you know, next thing you know, I fucking want a bit of your money, honey. I'm not signing anything. There's always going to be a sucker. There's plenty of suckers out there. The plumber. What's that plumber dude? The plumber who provides free work for the elderly and disabled is aiming to raise enough money to help 1,000 families this winter. This guy's like a fucking saint. he shouldn't have to do it, but he's doing it out of his own heart. He's the guy I spoke about a long time ago, but he gave free boiler work to a 91-year-old with leukemia, and he went viral. And then he's done it loads of times. And people have raised money, because he keeps giving work away for free. People raised money on a GoFundMe page for him to get some wages, which is good, isn't it? Because he's doing it off his own back for free, at his own cost. And then people have had the heart to give him some money to pay him. And now he wants to help 1,000 families and stuff. So, again, like I said, it's fucking brilliant. And that's Father Christmas right there for a lot of people. Or knight in shining armour, that's for sure. But, again, that should be coming from the fucking government. A government should be stepping in and going, love your work, love what you're doing. We'll take over from here. We're going to sort it all out. Don't worry. These people shouldn't be in that position anyway. But they don't. Maybe they will if there's a change at the top. Burger King advert is racking up hits online. They put a vote, a Whopper, another Whopper. They put an advert on the side of a double-decker bus saying, another Whopper on the side of a bus. There must be an election. It's a picture of the burger, but that's a good... I don't eat that shit, but still, it's a good good bit of marketing. Doesn't say who they're siding with, but... they're talking about Whoppers on the side of a bus. I saw there's billboards with fucking a Tory billboard slagging off the Labour candidates. One said, but a picture of Diane Abbott, a picture of Jeremy Corbyn, a picture of John McDonnell. And he said, and it's on the motorway as you're driving. And one of them said, he says, can't count on Diane Abbott, can't lead on Jeremy Corbyn, and can't be trusted on John McDonnell. So I haven't seen a Labour one yet, but. Proper dirty, it's a right dirty business, isn't it, politics? It's just literally just fucking total slagging and, doing every dirty trick in the book. And all the thing behind the scenes, you know, all the people pulling all the strings. On the Tory side, I think the Labour side, they're doing it. Both sides, but I think Jeremy Corbyn speaks for himself, but I think Boris Johnson speaks from Dominic Cummings, isn't he? Because where's the Dominic Cummings of the Labour side? I don't know if there is one. They haven't spoke about one. Right, got a couple more to do. I'm going to finish up on what's this one? Dave the Randy Duck had to have his penis removed. Oh, come on. Dave the Randy Duck. After indulging in too much sex with pals Dora, Frida and Edith. Are you fucking kidding me? Dave the Randy Duck was living his fucking the life of Riley, and you've gone into, you don't go and take somebody's penis away because he's having a good time like that. The Amorous Birds member was injured and got infected. Okay, I didn't read that bit. He's got a high sex drive, now he's lost his willy. I think he's pretty upset. Fucking hell, damn right he's upset. I bet he's walking around pecking the shit out of fucking everybody's ankles. What's he going to do? He's like looking at can you imagine? Put yourself in the duck's position, in Dave the duck's position. Your Randy's anything, because I bet he's still horny. He'd have to take his bollocks off as well, I think, if that's the case. Dora, Frida and Edith, they don't know what to do with themselves. That must have been that was like a duck orgy, wasn't it? Dave and the duck orgy. In the 70s, that would have been a fucking film, going around under the counters in the video shop. So Dave the Randy Duck is now penisless. I feel sorry for him. Let's hope somebody doesn't think, well, there's no fucking use for him now. Let's send him off to the Chinese takeaway. I think at the very least, you should allow him to live. Right, I think I'm going to call it a day. Am I going to call it there? Yeah, I think I should have finished on Dave. I'm going to finish on Dave the Duck. There's plenty more here to do, but I think we've had enough for the day, haven't we? So I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.